is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources is standing by its offer to increase energy imports from the United States in an effort to negotiate a reduction in Washington's reciprocal tariff rate. The move comes after U.S. President Donald Trump reaffirmed a 32% import tariff on Indonesian goods, maintaining the rate first announced in April. Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Yulio Tanjung on Tuesday said Indonesia has proposed importing crude oil and liquefied petroleum gas from the U.S. as part of the deal. Still from U.S. tariff, the Indonesia Stock Exchange has said United States President Donald Trump's 32% import tariff on Indonesian products is not expected to have a significant impact on the country's capital market. Indonesia Stock Exchange, according to Director of Company Valuation at the IDX, Igede Nyoman Yetna, it has conducted a survey and the results indicate the policy is unlikely to weigh heavily on market dynamics, mainly because the effect of the tariff will depend on how much listed companies contribute to the exports of the specific products covered by the policy. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
to know you're hurting, but let me tell you one thing. You know that I can take your pain away. Another thing you should know, it's hard for me when you go. What do I have to do to make you stay? Without you I'm nothing, yeah. That's because you're everything. I only feel complete when you're with me.
They think that I'm slipping, side by side. They think that I'm trapping money and a tank. When I'm with my queen, without Sachi and Gucci, you're still the hottest in the city. Whoa. Don't you worry about my limit, dancing all night, yeah, I'm really danger. No time with no gimmicks, spending my cash, no limit. Just bring all your friends, we like it. What you wanna do? Let's hit it!
Listener, we're gonna play a song titled Symphony Yang Indah or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robbie Lea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia 1980. Symphony Yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the feeling of beautiful and harmonious love and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, Once came with his version of Symphony Yang Indah accompanied by modern music without losing the soul of the original version. Listener, this is Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kabuku. Dalam hati ada satu manis lembut bisikanmu, merdu lirik suaramu bagai pelita hidupku. Berkilauan bintang malam
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
You're still tuning in on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, foreign exchange students brings many benefits in terms of promoting Indonesia to the international community. And Seribu Islands District Tourism and Creative Economy Office, Jakarta, has said so. And it expects foreign exchange students to help promote the island. The tourism office invited students awarded the Indonesian Art and Culture Scholarship by the Foreign Ministry this year to visit Seribu Islands to experience its tourism and culture. By presenting a positive experience, it is expected that they understand the country, because through understanding, they can spread positive news about Indonesia, especially the Seribu Islands. The region's tourism and creative economy head, Sonti Pangaribuan, said, under the program, the participants' visit to Seribu Islands included a trip to the Onrust Island historical site and overnight stays on Pramuka and Sepa Islands. They also participated in mangrove planting, turtle releases, and coral transplants to ensure their experience had a positive impact on the environment. The agency chief further said she expects the participants of Indonesian Art and Culture Scholarship help promote Seribu Islands and its positive features once they return to their home country. The Seribu Islands Authority has reported a constant uptick in tourist visits during a long holiday period, such as the three-day Islamic New Year holiday, when a total of about 12,000 domestic and foreign tourists visited the area. So, listener, if you're happening to be in Indonesia or plan to visit Indonesia, make sure you also visit Seribu Islands or Pulau Seribu.
Saling memimpikan berlari-lari untuk wujudkan kenyataan, lewati segala keterasingan, lalui jalan sempit yang tak pernah bertuan.
Ingatkah kawan kita pernah berperlu cacian di gerai yang hitam geliat di kesepian, walaupun sejenak lepas dari beban, untuk lewati ruang gelap yang teramat dalam. Hidup ini kepingan yang terasing di lautan, memaksa kita memendam kepedihan.
Tapi kita juga pernah duduk bermahkota, pucuk-pucuk mimpi yang berubah jadi nyata. Dicumbui harumnya putih-putih bunga, putih impian yang membawa kita lupa. Hidup ini hanya kepingan yang terasing di lautan, memaksa kita
in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relation in Papua.
Quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft, for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Yang baru punya pacar.
lebih baik. Punya pacar harus lebih keren, tapi keren gak cukup. Yang paling penting kita harus bahagia. Hati-hati, harus hati-hati kalau masalah hati. Oh, oh. Jangan sampai mengulang cerita salah pilih kekasih.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Every region in Indonesia has its traditional dances. Like in Belu, Timor, East Nusa Tenggara province, this district has abundant cultural wealth, especially in arts and customs. Among others, Likurai, which is one of the oldest dances performed by the majority of Belu society. Literally, the word Likurai comes from two syllables, Liku and Rai. Liku means mastering and Rai means earth. So, this dance means to rule the earth. There are, however, different views on the meaning of Likurai. According to a Belu customs and tradition figure, Ignatius Kalimau, Likurai in Tetum language is interpreted as Teberai. Following is his statement.
In Tetum, it is Likurai. In Bunak, it is Teberai. Teberai dance was held when Sun warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's head.
Additionally, in Belu, the word Likurai consists of two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or earth, as stated by Pius Fahik as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata Likurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata.
The word Likurai has two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. It has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or ground. So Likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Oleh karena itu, kata Likurai sebenarnya dia berarti melayani.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy, beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women or feto will welcome the heroes or MEO with this Likurai dance and accompanied by some men or mane who dance or haksoke carrying a sword, as explained by Pius Fahik.
Tarian Likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian.
Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically, it is a dance that serves the land, for it is believed that the land is the source of light for humans. Therefore, Likurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, Likurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some silver heads of the enemies from the battlefield as proof of their victory. So upon returning, the heroes were greeted with Likurai dance.
Dan setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut dicambut dengan tarian Likurai tersebut.
Likurai dance is performed by a group of women while beating tihar or drums inserted in their armpits.
the dance begins with the beating of the tihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with bells on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they began reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the tihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and can to evoke chilling experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which said to be moved about between the legs of the dancer's feet. Likurai dance has its own uniqueness as disclosed by Pius, the Belu cultural figure, who said that both the dancer and the musician become one.
Likurai dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage or other preferred place, while likurai is unique for the fact that a dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Selain menjadi penari, dia sekaligus menjadi pemusik.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Atiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, likurai is unique.
Likurai itu alat musik yang unik.
Likurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, likurai is struck by a woman while dancing. Well, this is a really unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekasan tarian likurai itu dengan
the unique characteristic of likurai dance compared to other dances is that a likurai musician and dancer can perform solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. Likurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two are seated activities carried out by one person.
Likurai remains the conqueror of war until now. Likurai, when performed in religious ceremonies, shows that the faithful should become a hero who defeats evil. Likurai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guests deserve respect and inspire the guest to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While likurai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. Or even hundreds of women get together in Tihar language. Tihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere. The men who are ready to dance along will look so mighty. It could be said that likurai is a heroic dance which essentially contains elements of violent warfare, as well as gratitude for the success, prosperity, and is the pride of Belu people.
Open your eyes, open it. Apa kabarmu? Kabarku baik saja. Kau tampak bahagia meski senyummu berbeda. Walau mungkin tak sempurna, apa masihkah tersisa kenangan tentang kita?
Apa kabarmu? Kabarku baik saja. Berusaha untuk selalu terus ceria, meski sering ku tak kuasa tenggelam dalam kenangan tentang kita, tentang kita.
Apa kabarmu?
Kabarku baik saja.
Kau tampak bahagia
meski ku berpura-pura.
Jangan hindari mataku,
aku tak mau terhanyut dalam rindu
tentang kita.
Is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponents.
memutar waktu. Aku tak ingin
listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
VOI listener,
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Galing Lasong Laban. It is a song from Sambas Regency. This song often accompanies a dance called Alok Galing. Alok Galing itself is a term for a traditional rice pounding tool of Sambas people. The lyrics of the song contain expressions of happiness of the Sambas people during harvest time, making amping a Sambas specialty. Amping is made from roasted rice, then pounded using pestle and mortar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Alok Galing Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Suryana.